News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Plans by property giant Hines to build a large-scale apartment scheme with over 1,100 units in Drumcondra on the north side of Dublin have been stalled following one single appeal to Cumasúin Pleanála. And Tom Phillips of Tom Phillips and Associates joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Tom. Tom, you're obviously a planning expert. Will you please explain to people listening and probably agog at this story what is going on?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, what's going on is that Dublin City Council recently granted a developer planning permission to build a very large scheme of residential units in Clonliffe, which is on the site of a scheme that had previously been granted by Dublin City Council, but then following a judicial review was quashed by the High Court. So the developer went back to the start and literally like a game of snakes and ladders went back to one again and started the whole process and got a very good, what I would call, planning permission from Dublin City Council, which was actually looking through it. A local TD, Deputy Sherlock, had actually recommended a grant and welcomed it, which is unusual. And Antashka, even more unusual, was positively disposed towards it. So all the signs were very, very good. The planning officer in Dublin City Council did a very thorough and deep analysis of it and said the scheme should be granted. It was granted. And then there were had been a number of people who had written in during the initial five-week period and had raised some comments about it, including positive, like, as I said, the deputy and Antashka, and then some negative. But one person, or sorry, a couple wrote in and said they were concerned about the provision of social housing, not the fact that it was being provided or not being provided, but where it was actually being located, and also their difficulty
within the scheme.
Within the scheme, okay. And which should be a 10%. So the scheme has 1,131 apartments. So like
110 social units and
113 to be pedantic. Yeah, but like
okay,
113.
Perfect. Yep.
So there'll be 113 of, so exactly 10% would be social housing. And the developer put in a very detailed document explaining where they would be located, what sizes they'd be. There's some studios, some one beds and some two beds. Mm-hmm. Now, the scheme is slightly unusual in that the fact that they actually have four bed apartments in it as well. So it's got the complete tenure mix that an apartment scheme should have. They put in their document, which is called Part 5. And they use the Roman numeral V. Mm-hmm. And the applicant said that the couple had difficulty in finding it on the website. So I looked at it last night. It took me about 10 seconds to find it. But it's written by Dublin City Council, the website, as Pat V, not Part V. So which means it's Part 5. It's just a misspelling
it's
of the
a
word
typo.
Part.
Yeah.
A typo. Not by the developer, but by the local authority, which is because there's 516.
Are you saying
documents.
This is the reason that this...
That's the sole reason. And even if they could find it, what they did find about it, they didn't like it because it appeared to be that the developer was dictating to the local authority where it should be. But I looked through it, it's not. It's that level of detail is never given on the public file because it's a lot of documentation.
Okay. And I can accept and it's very dense. And even what you're saying to us now, it's quite dense in terms of information. So they had some kind of a quibble about exactly where the social housing was being accommodated.
Yeah, so the irony is there will be no social housing if they don't get planning permission. So if they were just let alone to build it,
is this indicative of everything that is wrong with our planning system,
it,
Tom?
It's possibly
because
one of the worst examples I've seen.
Is being held up by what, in effect, what you're telling me there is a quibble and no more. Bloor Pleanála have had a good look into this. The council have had a good look into this. The developer has produced a good plan. Antashka is on board. TD, everyone is on board. And we keep talking about the fact that we're in a housing crisis. And yet now 1,100 units are being held up because of a typo and because one couple doesn't know exactly where apartments are going to be placed. This seems extraordinary.
Yeah, no, I have to be fair to the couple. I mean, we're in a democratic process.
I'm not criticising the couple. I'm talking about the system.
The system, I agree fully, because I just asked to get ready for this. I looked it up. I found it in a few seconds. I know where to look. But I mean, the thing about a large scale residential development is that it has to have a dedicated website. So the applicant puts up a website and the local authorities. There's two opportunities for people to find the information. But the thing about this is the developer never determines where the social housing is. It's
sure.
up to the local authority.
Okay.
So the developer only says I can provide what I'm provide legally.
And so they'll say where we want it.
And it's up to the local authority to decide where they want
so
it.
So this is utterly tangential to anything by the sense
it is, but it takes at least 17 weeks. And the thing about it is, like the board is now called the commission. The difficulty for a developer is that when once an appeal is made, that it's within the remit of the planning commission to go and determine the application from first principles. And they could refuse it on some other reason, but it's unlikely it could happen.
Lastly, Tom, have we lost sight in our planning system? Because again, I'm not talking about anyone is allowed to do whatever they want in terms of making an objection, but the system has to be fit for purpose. Have we lost sight in our planning system of the common good?
I think we have, because that's the very first line of the Planning Act is about the interests of the common good. And in the 2000 Act, the very first line of the planning, it's a Planning and Development Act, and it says it is for the provision of housing, not to say it shouldn't happen. It's actually to provide for it. So it's a proactive, the Act is proactive in providing for housing. And this goes, flies in the face of it, and is actually anti-housing.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Tom Phillips, Managing Director there of Tom Phillips and Associates. Let us know what you think. 1,100 houses
in the middle of a
typo and somebody not knowing exactly
where social housing that is being provided.
Where number 11B is. Let us know what you think out there this morning. I don't know what to make of anything this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.